Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world, Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites, tech-savvy millennials and baby-booming Luddites, welcome to yet another very special The Game Show Show and Stop!
Fuck yeah!
Guessing games, physical challenges, on the Radio Listeners Podcast Network! Everybody dance! And now, a man needs no introduction. Allow me to introduce your host, introducing Anderson!
A thrilling night of the show. Andy, we're starting the show. Is something wrong? Okay. Well, look, this is where you would normally say, I'm Anderson Laufer, the host, etc., of the game show show and stuff. That's Anderson Laufer, spelled O-N, not Ian. Anderson Laufer. People call me Andy, but my name is Anderson Laufer. And then I... And then you're always like, and with us as always is the mispronounced adjective and other misused adjective, James Anthony Zoccoli, Jazz! And I would say, thank you, Anderson Laufer! Thank you, everybody else in the audience! And then implore you not to use my government name because of some silly reason, but it's really just to justify using my cool nickname all the time instead of my stupid Christian name. And then I'd laugh at my own stupid joke.
Right, and now is when you usually
Whoa.
Okay, and joining us today is the somewhat insulting and the something else vaguely complimentary Jonathan, Susan, or Barbara, or Victoria Moran, and I say, hey everybody, how's it going? And then Jazz plays the theme and we all dance.
Hey everybody, how's it
going?
Hey everybody, how's it going?
Johnny Mo, y'all.
How's it going?
Dude, what's going on?
Andy. Hey. Andy, snap out of it.
Come on, Andy.
Come on. Andy, what is the problem, man? Andy. Come on, Johnny Mo, hit him. All right, Johnny. Johnny, that's enough, man.
What? Don't you act normal!
Okay, well, it's clear that the cat has Andy's tongue, so we might as well talk about the elephant in the room and get our ducks in a row before they kick our ass. So, due to our anti-establishment attitude on the program, we've gotten some unwanted attention from the highest office in the land and received word that we are being monitored, or we will be monitored. Monitoring will be happening. We have monitors, whatever the case may be. We have a case, maybe. They might have a case on us, or they have a file, or a page, or some pages. So be that as it may, or with that in mind, I wouldn't say that they're spoon-feeding us information, because they've prohibited us from saying they're spoon-feeding us information. But I will say, I, for one, welcome our alien overlords, or words to that effect.
And right. And I, Johnny Moe, do as well.
You being a sound mind and body.
Because I understand that loyalty is the key to citizenry.
Right.
And that whatever they choose for us to speak is in the best interest of the country.
That's right. So Andy's going to just sit this one out, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
Well, clearly Anderson Laufer is going to sit this one out, so Johnny Moe, on with the show!
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Hey, everybody, how's it going? Hey, everybody, how's it going? Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Hey, everybody,
how's it going? How's it going?
Well, Jazzy, we're back.
We are
back on our favorite night of the week.
Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, it's a little weird. It feels like walking with one leg.
Uh-huh.
When Andy's
not participating.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's a little strange.
We're going to make it.
Yeah, I hope so.
We're going to be all right.
I think we're still going to have a lot of fun. I think we got a really great show lined up for everybody this week.
Yeah, we do.
Got a lot to talk about.
As always.
Yep. Yeah, Jazz. So, well, we got a special guest this week.
Yes, we do.
Don't heighten expectations.
But we're all special.
Okay.
Her name is Stella Martin. Stella
Hi. Martin!
How's it going?
Jazz, can you tell the audience a little bit about
Man,
Stella?
We've only just met, but I know that she's an actor. She's a native Chicagoan, and she is a coder to be. She's a coder in training.
Like a beginner coder.
I'm very, very beginner status.
She's a code Padawan in the world of code Jedis.
Oh, that makes it sound more fancy. That's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the truth. All I'm doing is saying the truth.
Stella has been very great to
Come on the show.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I'm already helping you out here.
Yeah, exactly. And she also participated in one of the demonstrations that happened over this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll be very interested to get her perspectives on that, as well as being a female coder in a world that has been primarily right dominated by men. And then also her work as an actor. She will be appearing in a show. It's with Straw Dog Theater Company in spring.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The night season at Straw Dog Theater Company.
So Stella's got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Make no mistake. She's a woman of ambition.
I am not making any mistakes.
Yeah. All right, Jazz. So what do we got next?
Well, I believe we have Worldwide Wes's Weekly Question.
We got a Weekly Question.
Tell me why.
Right. For all those of anybody who don't know, Worldwide Wes was one of the original members of the game show and stuff at the Loyola University's radio station.
Yeah, well, Wes was not anybody's favorite character on this show. Yeah. Come on, guys,
people
be nice.
Hated him. Like,
be nice.
Hated him with the vitriol. Like, it was really quite amazing.
They did. They despised him.
Like, they liked to hate him, or they just wanted him off the show?
Oh. I think it was at that level.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. It's like that, you know, where it's a thin line between love and hate kind
of
thing.
Right,
you know? I think it's like that. I think they would wear, like, an anti-Worldwide West t-shirt, even though it said Worldwide West on it. You know what I'm saying? It's like that kind of love and hate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of the most hated people on a reality TV show, that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
you're like, exactly, you're hoping they don't get voted up, but you, of course, want them to get voted up.
Yeah, you right, can't wait until they get their comeuppance. Yeah. Worldwide West, you're getting your comeuppance one day, buddy.
There would be times when we would fantasize about the ways that we would punish him.
That's right.
Tell me why.
Oh, the reasons are so many.
Yeah, like sticking a bucket on his head and beating him with wiffle ball bats in the middle of State Street.
Wow.
That's right.
Yes, that's,
there's no end
torture
to our maniacal machinations against Worldwide West.
So, yeah, I guess he. So he is. He created the weekly question,
that's
which
right,
is a question for all of us.
That's right. And then last week I introduced a new segment that is called Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
And we'll be doing another installment of Chaka Khan. In a bit.
And then we'll also be doing our version of the news.
Yes. Everybody's favorite segment on the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Mystery Podcast Network. Anderson Laufer presents something about things in the news and stuff, but he's not really presenting things about the news and stuff. But we'll still be presenting things about the news and stuff, regardless of Anderson's participation or not. Yeah. The kids love it.
They do. The kids love news.
And then after the news and birthday shout-outs and stuff, we'll be having a little interview and some fun and games with our guests. Stella Martin, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember that name.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's a pioneer.
Indeed.
For her gender.
That's right.
Oh, God.
However she identifies as.
Right.
You don't like that mantle? You don't
know. Well, I don't know. You guys are talking me up a lot.
That's our job.
That's right.
That's what we do.
And usually it's because
of
our low,
like,
opinion of ourselves.
That's right.
I should be like flattered, but I'm just embarrassed.
Oh my God.
Maybe that speaks to, I don't know, the way females are raised in this community.
Maybe. That may be true.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a shame to hear.
Got some commentary there. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. This is gonna be a deep show. Well, let's get it underway.
There we go,
Johnny. All right, let's hear it for Worldwide West.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide West. Theme music.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide West.
Worldwide West. Worldwide West. He's West or something like that.
The great Carm Grisalia.
Yeah.
Giving us the
Tell me why.
Oh, yes. Well, here he comes, Worldwide West, asking us this.
Welcome to Worldwide West's weekly question. My question to you guys this weekend, it's a kind of a nerdy one. What video game universe would you guys like to live in?
Ooh. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Video game universe.
Yeah.
Wow, there's so many to choose from.
Right.
I'm gonna just tell you guys, uh-huh, I am not well versed in the video game community. My mom didn't let me play video games when I was little. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. That's so sad.
No, I know. I didn't get to watch Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. She was worried about the violence.
Oh.
And terrible influence,
wow,
on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And look at, you turned out so violent.
No, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I've
heard about you.
It's
yeah, amazing.
So you can't really control.
Well, you
that
don't
sort
have
thing
to have much of an. I mean, really, if you think about it, it's an alternate universe, right? Like, it's a place where if it was Grand Theft Auto, you could just walk down the street, open the door, yank a dude out, and take off in a nice ride,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
But I don't think that's the universe I'd like to
not
live in.
Not gonna pick that one.
Okay. In fact, I would have to pick the video game universe in which I've had the most success,
mm-hmm,
because that seems to me to be the goal of existence, is like succeeding and living, right? So that universe would have to be Super Mario Brothers. Because, man, I mastered that, and I could get eternal life on Super Mario Brothers by landing on the tortoise shell on that really long staircase right before the flag on like the fifth level, and you could like one up a million times.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then you can never die. You can leave it on for days and days and days. So that would be mine.
Do you want to live in two dimensions though?
You know what? I might.
You'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay. I'm probably a clearer thinker in two dimensions than I am in three. So
three is overkill.
Yeah, it's a little too much sometimes. That Y axis or whatever is really hard.
And I
or
think no, it's also much better on the waistline.
Hey, there
what
you
do you
go.
Mean?
I mean, you know, one less sticking out.
Although when you turn it profile, it gets worse. At least in my case.
Maybe. But all I was going to say the exact same thing.
Really?
With Super Mario Brothers. Yeah.
Wow. What do you know? We're simpatico.
That's the only one I could think of, too.
I love it. Well, here's the Super Mario Brothers.
And the rationale for me was the fact that it was always a beautiful day. There.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, except
perky.
When you went underground into hell and had fireballs shooting at you and were falling into lava pits.
It's still lots of pretty and like radiant colors.
Sure. True, right? True. Yeah. And it was warm. And
the enemies were, I would say, innocuous enough.
Sure.
That you could, if it were to live there, be like, okay, well, here's some mushrooms. I'll take care of some mushrooms.
Right.
It's not like I'm like on Bad Dudes where all of a sudden these ninjas are coming out of nowhere and like trying to.
Oh my gosh, snake me. Shinobi! You can't see the knives coming. Mm-hmm. That would be so terrible.
Yeah, or like Mike Tyson's Punch Out. I don't want to be Glass Joe.
Not even for a minute.
My ass kicked every night.
Not at all. That is a terrible world. That doesn't even seem like a world. That's just like an environment.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It's so static. But I guess if someone wanted to live there, they could.
Ninja Turtles was really great.
That was fun.
That was
a video game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was impossible to beat by yourself at home without literally all three other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you had to play with your friends in
you
order to win.
You had to. In fact, I went to a going-away party that a friend of mine had at Replay down on Division in Sheffield. And four dudes took 45 minutes to an hour to beat the whole entire game because none of us had ever done it in our lives ever before.
Wow.
But we did it!
That's awesome.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. Working
fucking
together.
Nerds.
Yeah. Total nerd. But that's okay. Look, man, like you said, I'd rather live in a world where the worst threat was the Hammer Brothers jumping around.
That's what I'm saying.
To
be forced to live in 007.
Right. Oh my gosh.
You get snipers.
That's a scary one.
Or Rampage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, imagine it's a first person shooter game, right? And you're James Bond, and your goal is to not get shot while shooting everybody else around you.
Oh yeah. That's
so
hard.
Yeah. That's not an easy place.
The cartoons
to live
are less scary. You know.
Yes.
The big cartoony dragons. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Not so bad. Not so bad. Although. Yeah. To that extreme, though, you think about something like Pac-Man, that would be really scary.
Yeah, that is actually
ghosts,
terrifying.
Energy pills, dark corridors, you're morphing and warping all over the place.
Right.
No. Woo, it's
left
a little
is right.
Spooky.
Yeah, it's super spooky. Well, hey, Wes, good question. Thank you very much for your input into the show, and we look forward to hearing more from you next time.
Well, I don't. Fuck that guy.
You haven't offended me yet, so. Reserve judgment.
Tell me why.
Funny.
Oh, Wes. Well, that was good. Well, okay, so last week, as I said before, I was inspired and decided to channel some of my life frustration into a new segment, and I call the new segment Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan!
And the reason why I call this segment Shaka Khan,
Shaka Khan!
Is because during this segment, the only thing that you can do is tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
That's right. During this segment, these are the rules. There is no bitching, no moaning, no complaining, no weeping, no wailing, no fussing, no fighting, no griping, no groaning, no growling, grumbling, or grousing, no criticism, cynicism, vitriol, or politics, no venting, no dissenting, no belly aching, no moping, no trifling, and no dumping. Because this is...
Wow.
Yeah.
So think about it. Is there something that's happened to you this week? I mean, it doesn't have to be an event. It could be something you like, someone you love, things that you might recommend, something that historically gives you comfort, something that recently met your approval. I would even go so far as to suggest, especially for you, Johnny Moe, that you could or should sing the praises of something on this show.
All right.
Does he want you to actually sing?
Just saying. I mean, it'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it would be pretty cool.
I mean, that's part of the reason why this piece is called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she could tell you something good and sing about it.
Yeah. Probably could. I don't know if you want to hear it, though.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Well, I will tell you that, and I mentioned this off the air before started recording, but I am headed to Orlando!
Wow!
Yay.
Orlando, Florida for 5 beautiful days.
Florida?
I'm going to be taking my chances. I understand that. Fucking snakes and gators and all kinds of weird shit.
Oh.
Dudes smoking crack and destroying for sale signs outside of houses.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Man.
All kinds of weird crap happens down there, man.
Is that all in the description of your hotel?
Nice.
Worst Yelp review ever.
Yeah. It's funny because it's
so true. This is a beautiful thing. So I am going with a bunch of people I work with at the bar and the owner of the bar. And the owner of the bar is being extremely generous, and he has rented out a villa in this resort village.
Ooh.
And he's let me crash. And I have another good friend who is actually taking care of my airfare as well.
Nice.
Yeah. And we are going to go down there. And it's a yearly trip that the bar gives away about 10 tickets to the Pro Bowl for anyone who wins our fantasy football league.
Nice.
Wow. Right? So is it a bunch of dudes?
It is half women, half men.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies love fantasy football.
They do.
Yeah, I guess some of them do.
Especially when they can get a free vacation out of the deal.
Hail to the yeah.
And we're going to get in all kinds of trouble. I'm super excited. It's really what it feels really great is that I've been, and Jazz can attest to this, I've been busting my ass for about 18 months straight.
Straight up, busting hump.
And it's been great. And 2016 was probably, it was absolutely the most productive year of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
However, good job.
However, I am absolutely overdue for a nice little break.
Yeah, you deserve it, dude.
And it's nice. It'll be nice to go to some place where I've not been before, be a little bit anonymous, mm-hmm. right? And,
sure.
and get into some shit.
You can be whoever you want to be.
That's right.
Nice.
To anyone.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear a lot of this.
Oh, bitch! That's not Miami. My bad. But,
nice.
It's one of those cool moments when you're like, I can finally take a breath, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like everything's done, like everything's wrapped.
That's awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
So that's
indeed.
That's what's good.
That is what's good.
And if I were to sing it, it would be, man, oh God. I'd have to think about it. Let me think about it.
That's okay.
Should I give you a beat?
Just take your time, man.
I cannot rap to save my life.
No,
that's all right, man. It's okay. You did your duty, and that was to
tell me something good.
Movie.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good, man.
Just sing one sentence, just covering the just like.
Sing the word Orlando, like with all of the joy and relish that you're going to feel when you're there.
Orlando, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty
awesome.
Good, yeah.
That was hype.
That shit was hype.
Yeah, it was. Man, that's awesome, Johnny. You really embraced the task full force.
Cheers.
As usual.
I guess I channeled Tony Orlando.
Ayo!
What about you, Stella?
Oh, so I actually received my first HelloFresh box in the mail today. Have you guys heard of that?
I've heard of it, and I heard they're good.
Yeah. So my friend, she gets like a box a week. And so I think it's some promotional thing she could give out once to her friends, so they start buying them. And so I got this free box.
Now, I'm not familiar with this.
Okay.
Okay. So well, break it down,
Stella. I'll tell you what it is.
She's going to plug it.
Yeah, I'm gonna plug something that I'm not going to make any money plugging, but
that's all right.
Whatever. I like it.
If it's something you recommend, then you should recommend it.
Yeah, I recommend it. So basically, they send you a box of all the ingredients you need for three different meals. Okay. So over the week, you would make it. You can either have like a meal that serves four, or meals that serves two. The two one, it actually serves more like three if you're normal sized. But yeah, so I actually don't really cook. I don't really know what I'm doing in the kitchen, so okay. I'm sort of utilizing it as like a kind of getting
your de facto chef.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting into it. My parents actually fought over the remainder of the meal today.
Oh, wow.
So I did okay. Yeah, nice. It was really fun.
Wow. Sweet.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself.
So you made them dinner?
The tables have turned.
I guess I sort of did. I made my dad dinner because he went out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's still super cool.
Pretty thrilled about it.
Yeah, it's amazing when you get a few little hints as to like what things work together and how they work together exactly. And certain little processes that seem so mysterious, you're like, hey, I can do this shit.
Yeah, it's not too hard. It's basic stuff like, oh, that's what oregano looks like, you know.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I've been smoking all these years.
Hey! Nice. Well, that was a true... All right, so I guess it's on me now. Well, this is also sort of in the culinary world. It's such a simple thing, but I finally feel like I'm an actual member of a civilization because I recently picked up something that I've had on a list of things to get for a long time but never had. And it's like one of the first tools humankind ever invented. It's the mortar and pestle.
Oh.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just the best way to make sure that when you have your herbs, you can grind them up, you know, to
you don't use just like a weight on
the like a dumbbell?
Yeah.
I could have. You know what's really funny? You want me to tell you the exact substitute that I had been using?
What have you been using?
I was using a metal sundae dish and a metal ice cream scooper because it was like sort of the same blunt.
Oh,
yeah.
So you were kind of doing the pestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it the mortaring? Which one's
pestle? I think it's mortaring and pestling. I think it's all one.
No, but which one's? One of them has to be the bowl. One of them has to be the
thing. The bowl is the pestle. The mortar is the stick, right? I think.
Oh my gosh. No.
Now all of a sudden, I feel like the most ignorant
person
in civilized society.
Don't feel dumb
because
I bet nobody knows.
When you said mortar and pestle, I was like, what the fuck? Oh, and then I didn't realize what it was. So.
Right.
It's like one of those things. I mean,
I thought you were going to say, like, because one of the basic things of human civilization, I thought you were going to say, you finally bought a wheel.
Or like, there's just an open flame, like, on the back porch.
Like, discovered fire. The first time.
Wilson's going to come out of nowhere.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So you've used the mortar and pestle.
Yes. No, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you ever get thyme or rosemary. I actually do literally like to use parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme as a meat seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get it, sometimes it's in the big pieces, and you can't really use that. So you gotta mash that shit up, man.
Yeah, man. It's always one of those things that like pops up in recipes, and you're like, oh no. Mortar and pestle this thing or whatever, and you're like, oh no, I don't have one of those.
Oh no, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you try to chop it, or you try to use the side of the knife to pulverize
it.
That shit don't work.
Improvise.
It don't work.
But if someone gives it to you for a present, you're like, that's stupid.
You know, I'll never use that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bowl and a heavy thing. You know?
It's so funny.
Everything I get is already powdered. So what's the dip? That's the point.
That's right. What do I pay McCormick to do if not to mill my spices, old man McCormick? Give it to me in a plastic jug, old man. Well, see, okay, that's what we're not supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, stop complaining.
Just because this is called Chaka Khan.
Chaka!
Chaka-con! Chaka-con!
Oh, yeah, wow. Baby. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Chaka Khan. Thank you for telling me something good.
Chaka Khan! Woo! Tell me something good.
Man, I could talk about Mortar and Pestles forever.
Yeah, and everyone would log off.
Yeah. No, there's more to talk about there than I expected. Uh-huh.
Goddamn
right. Well, I was going to go the route of, like, your... becoming a wizard or an alchemist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that could
you're gonna
be.
Have to get a long robe and
y'all don't know.
Is that on the list of when you apply to Hogwarts, like you need a mortar and pestle?
It probably is.
Absolutely.
It's like the list of school supplies you have to have before you walk in the place.
Yeah.
A book bag, a satchel, and a mortar and pestle. Yeah.
And a fucking owl or something.
Yeah. And some toilet paper.
Yes. Yes.
That's what they make you bring now and like paper towels.
Oh my gosh.
But you basically have to supply all of the paper and
all your own toilet paper and all the messes that you're going to make.
And some of them, I guess, even require you to have a laptop, like in class.
No. Which is not when I was.
Not me either.
No, yeah.
Not
gosh.
Even close. But just like the thought that, you know, teachers nowadays are communicating more and more often through email to their kids.
Big time.
Through their students. And it's just like, wow, man, what
they have
a world.
To bring a laptop to class?
That's what I've been told.
Huh. Actually, at the high school where I work, the administration has started a program where they give all of the students Chromebooks when they enroll as freshmen.
Shit.
And they have them for the whole 4 years.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's awesome.
What happens if you break it, though?
Well, you know, they have a little... it's called the Chrome Zone, and you go there and you can have things repaired and you can get a loaner or get your battery charged or all this other stuff.
You know,
stuff.
The Chrome Zone sounds more like an auto detailing shop. Right?
Yeah.
Like I expect Paul Walker to come out of nowhere. You know,
yeah, totally. Rolling.
Tokyo drifting out of the garage.
That's right.
Wow.
That's a reference to Fast and Furious.
Oh, wow, that's a movie, huh?
It is a movie.
It's so much funnier when you explain it, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, Stella's looking at it like, what are you talking about?
Paul
Walker.
That guy, yeah.
You just got to keep digging.
Yeah,
you
that's
keep
true.
Digging
until
into it.
Until you find the recognition.
You could have used Fast and Furious in the sentence, and that would have sparked it.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway.
But it seems like kind of like those, like trusting them with laptops, it's like the new version of like that flower. Or like taking care of an egg, you know, making sure you don't
Tamagotchi
break it
or something like that. Or no, you're talking about
the school assignment like everyone gets an egg. You have to make sure you have to take care of it, change its diaper or whatever.
Right. Oh my gosh. We didn't have diapers for our eggs.
Nope.
In my day.
Nope.
Not in my day.
You just,
the egg just shat right in your hand.
You just had fabric diapers.
That's right.
Usually for me, it usually ended up on somebody else's. Front door.
Johnny.
Oh,
I mean,
so
we
bad.
Got into some shit, man. That's what happens on the South Side.
Oh, shit is real on the South Side.
Yeah, you're
Johnny
hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore.
Throwing eggs. So we're bad boys.
I feel like you should go on a date, like on a Tinder date.
Oh,
and
no.
And then just talk like that and just see how
long
it takes.
The date is?
Yeah, for them to leave.
Yes, welcome. Thank you very much for joining me at this cocktail lounge. Perhaps you'd like an old fashioned.
Hey, old fashioned.
They're quite divine here.
Old fashions are good. There's nothing wrong with old fashions, man.
Yeah, that would be the best part of the date.
Yeah, right.
Probably. Oh my gosh. Well, good stuff, guys.
All
good
right.
stuff. We're going to get to this news, Johnny Moe.
Yeah, let's do the news.
Time now for Donald Trump presents something about things in the news and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like the Russians have hacked our news.
Yeah, and I'm looking at what we have in the news today, and it looks okay. Well, I guess we're going to go forward with it.
Let's just do it.
President Trump has saved the U.S. from a potentially disastrous trade deal.
Thank you, President Trump.
Yeah, according to Barini Chakraborty.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Anderson could never pronounce that.
Making good on a campaign promise, President Trump on Monday signed an executive order withdrawing the United States from the controversial Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal.
That's right.
With this decision, the president has taken the first step toward fixing 30 years of bad trade policies that have cost working Americans millions of good-paying jobs.
Is that right?
Teamster Union President James Hoffa said in a written statement. Supporters of TTP said it would have been a boon for all 12 nations involved and would unlock business opportunities on a global scale. Our opponents argued, among other things, it would encourage exporting U.S. jobs to low-wage nations.
Oh, really? Is that what they think, really? Yeah.
So I guess...
I guess he saved us there, then.
Yeah, I guess he really came through for
us.
I guess so.
So that's the thing. Thank you, President.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. You know, the funny thing is, I look at that stuff and I come to an understanding of it that is very limited. And then when all of the details start to become unearthed, I start to question, you know, my understanding. And I guess that's why we have to leave it to brilliant people like President Trump to do our thinking for us, right?
Yeah. Who are you?
I mean, come on.
That is a good point. I mean, otherwise he wouldn't be in the most powerful position in the world.
That's right.
He's a somebody and we're nobodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's smart because he doesn't pay taxes. I'm stupid because I do pay taxes, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what he tried to tell me.
And I think that, you know, the idea that he wants to make sure that those jobs stay in America is one thing.
Yeah.
I guess the problem might be is that we don't make any of that stuff here.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But who am I to question? Not that I'm questioning anybody.
No.
Or anybody's motives.
No, not at all.
I would never do
never.
That. I would never do that.
Never, ever. What's next, Johnny Moe?
All right. 1.5 million people attend the inauguration.
The biggest gathering ever.
A massive crowd, quite possibly the biggest in history, descended on the Washington Mall last Friday to celebrate the swearing-in of our 45th president, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, they did.
Accompanied by the now First Lady Melania Trump and now Vice President Mike Pence and his wife,
right.
President Trump then delivered a powerful speech that whipped the crowd into a fervor.
Yeah.
Exciting those gathered around about the future of America. No major problems were reported, and the crowd was peaceful and respectful. However, there were outbursts of extreme violence away from the main event.
Really?
Causing property damage and injuring dozens of police.
No.
Dozens?
That's what the story says.
Oh.
Attempts at disrupting the event did not stop President Trump from beginning to deliver on the promises he made during the campaign.
That's right. He is a man of his word.
Yeah, it was
confusing.
You know, as far as speeches
contradictory
go,
word.
It was up there, you know, with some of the greats, right?
I missed it. I did not listen to it.
Yeah, no. I skipped it. I actually had the television on during the day before the inauguration with the concert, and that was interesting. I caught John Voight introducing the president.
John Voight.
Yeah. Saying that he was...
The co-star of Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Midnight Cowboy himself came up to the podium and told America that Donald Trump was the president that they had prayed for. He answered our prayers with Donald Trump. That's what he said.
John Voight's always been a dick, though.
Yeah, he is. And it's sad, too, because I've always liked him.
He's good. He's a good actor.
From The Champ with Ricky Schroeder when I was a kid. I saw that in the movie theater, you guys. I cried.
What's the Southern one where he gets raped by the...
Deliverance.
That's Deliverance.
The heck? Yeah. Oh, that one's real good.
Yeah, that's a damn good movie. Midnight Cowboy, y'all?
Oh,
come on,
amazing.
No, it
is sad. It sucks.
It does suck that he's the way he is. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. And you couldn't make it... Or you weren't able to watch that because...
Well, I slept in, but then I also went to a demonstration Against Field.
Really?
Trumpster, yeah.
They were doing that.
Well, to anyone listening, mm-hmm. It was not her fault.
That's right.
She was most likely manipulated.
Right. Oh. You probably got hacked by the Russians, too, just like our show did.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean to anyone listening.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. After John Voight, then the DJ played You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones, which I thought was like really kind of a dick move.
Is that true?
Yeah, he really did. And then did you guys know that when he came out, when Trump finally came out, he didn't just come across the platform. He like came all the way from up by the Lincoln statue. He saluted President Abe and then walked down with his woman to the song Heart of Stone by the Rolling Stones.
Huh.
I don't know if you know that song, but that's like straight up a song about a womanizer. Like that's basically what it's about. So I felt like the whole thing, the whole ceremony was just like a fucking dick in the face of America. Do you know what I mean? It was just like Trump putting his dick in everybody's eye. I'm sorry if anybody listening is offended.
Yeah.
Or if
anyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
From any other country.
I don't hold it against him. I'm just jealous that I couldn't put my
dick
in America's eye.
I mean,
and walk down the steps of the Lincoln Monument with my woman to Heart of Stone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
like
a bad
boss.
Motherfucker. Yeah, like the boss.
Yeah.
The boss of bosses. Shit.
Is that a normal thing to like salute a statue?
No.
Yeah.
Which is why it makes it so extra special.
That's right.
Yay.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What were some other interesting?
Okay.
There were some other interesting things from the concert, but we'll stop it.
And for our final story, of the evening.
What is it? What is it?
Kellyanne Conway is being unfairly lambasted by the media.
Oh, the injustice!
Meanies.
Yeah, terrible.
According to Cody Deraspina of Fox News.
Well done.
Comedian Samantha Bee called Conway, quote, the soulless Machiavellian despot America deserves.
Wow.
Bee also mocked those who believe Conway, the first successful female presidential campaign manager, by the way, wasn't
That's
getting
true.
Her due.
That's true.
Quote, oh my God, you guys, it's so unfair. A woman pulls off the historic feat of electing a sexual predator who thinks women should be punished for having abortions, and feminists don't celebrate her with a Vogue cover, Bee said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Earlier in January, MSNBC host Rachel Maddow likened Conway's role to that of a puppet.
Oh.
So rude.
She says she was the puppet?
That Kellyanne Conway was the puppet.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
Quote, she speaks for him, but doesn't actually speak for him, Maddow said. So that's a hard job. Like, that's like being a puppet without a hand. So apparently, somebody's got a couple people have an axe to grind, apparently.
Hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
With Kellyanne Conway.
She's just the perfect puppet for his little hand. I mean, theoretically.
If one were to say.
You know, that's what a snowflake would say or something.
Yeah, and we're not snowflakes here.
No fucking way.
We're loyal citizens. Loyal
right.
citizens
yep.
of America.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. I'm so patriotic. Look, I mean, everything about me is America. I got an American flag.
He does.
Beer koozie.
It's true.
I got an America hat on.
Yeah.
I'm a real patriot, man.
Johnny's kind of in the...
I got a little red, white, and blue going on today.
Red, white, and beige. Kinda,
yeah.
That's nice. It's
and
like...
And Stella's wearing some red.
There you go.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Not that she's a red. Not that she's all red.
No.
I'm saying she's wearing red.
Right, yeah. right.
Stella Martin, not a red, not a communist.
No communist there.
No, not at all.
Well, Jazz.
Yes, I almost said it. Yes, Anderson. I mean, yes, Johnny Mo.
That's the news.
This has been Donald Trump Presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
Yes, America's favorite segment of the game show and stuff, brought to you by Tweaked Audio on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network, brought to you by Jets Pizza. It's Anderson Lover presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff. And you know what that means, Johnny Mo.
Yes, I do.
What does it mean?
It's time for
birthday shoutouts. So, what's your birthday?
What's your birthday?
Oh, March 6th.
December 21st.
Oh, Johnny Bo. Well, today is January 24th, which means it's a great day to be
an insightful, ladylike novelist,
an insulated dictatorial leader,
an intensely energetic comedian,
or D, all of the above.
What's up, Edith Wharton?
Oh, yeah, girl. You combined a privileged perspective with a natural wit and created insightful works like Ethan Frome.
You won the Pulitzer. You won the Nobel Prize for Literature. But most of all, you won our hearts.
Our hearts. Your poems, short stories, and novels were appreciated by everyone, even Theodore Roosevelt.
What? Much respect and honor to you, Emperor Hadrian.
That's right, Caesar, alias Trainius, Hadrianius Augustus, BKA Hadrian at Hadrian's Wall, hashtag selfie stick.
Dude, you're still considered one of the five good emperors. Talk about a legacy, bro. That rocks.
Rocks! At the Britannia border, you built a wall to keep intact the empire by divine instruction. Sound familiar, y'all?
What am I? I'm a zit. Happy birthday, John Belushi!
Yeah! The West Compass Trio led to Second City, led to Lemmings off Broadway, led to Saturday Night Live.
You could have stopped there, but no! Then came Animal House and Blues Brothers.
Gotta give props to Continental Divide, too. Good movie. You were one in a million, Juliet Jake. Much love.
Let's not forget
U.S. Olympic champion Mary Lou Retton.
U.K. playwriting champion William Congreve.
Marvel comic artist John Romita Sr.
Paris, Texas star Natasha Kinski.
Famous for saying, hey, hey, Cubs announcer Jack Brickhouse.
Famous for saying, I masturbate a lot, actor Ernest Borgnine.
I masturbate a lot.
Also born today.
Perpetual hangover sufferer Ed Helms.
America, what a country.
What a country.
Yakov Smirnoff.
The other dude who stole money from God, Oral Roberts.
And today's birthday shout-out band is...
On guitar, Warren Zevon of Hindu Love Gods.
On bass, John Myung of Dream Theater.
On drums, Vito Kielpika of Decapitated.
On keys, Diane Birch.
On piano, Tuts Washington.
On fiddle, Doug Kershaw.
With soft pop rock country folk vocals by Neil Diamond.
Always telling it like it is. Always telling it like it is. Aaron Neville.
And always saying everything is beautiful, Ray Stevens.
And that was birthday shoutouts.
That's right. If you've got one, drop us a line and stuff at RadioMisfits.com.
Birthday shoutouts are made possible by Today in History, an application developed by Downshift Interactive and available online for free.
That's right, for free.
Visit the App Store and Google Play for information.
You know, Johnny Mo, there are roughly 7 billion people in the world, exactly 365 days in the year. And so while math is not my strong suit, I think that means carry the six. There are approximately 19,178,000 birthdays being celebrated every day, and we just celebrated some of them right here on the Game Show Show and stuff. Wow, things go so much smoother when it's just me and you, Johnny Mo. And on that note, we'll be back right after this. The Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak. Tweaked Audio has earbuds in several styles and colors with flat cable and inline mic. Plus, they offer a classic metal or stylish wood design. And waterproof sports buds with silicone caps that hold them in place no matter what your activity. Not only that, Tweaked Audio also offers an over-the-head option with removable cable and inline one-button microphone for travel, stereo, or studio use. Go to tweakedaudio.com to order yours now. And use the code GAMESHOW for 33% off and free worldwide shipping. Tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jazz. He's not Andy.
That's right. It's Johnny Moe, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome back. So we have the courageous and curvaceous Stella Martin in this
studio.
That
was weird. You call me curvaceous.
Because it sort of rhymes.
Yeah. There's alliteration there.
We strive for rhymes and alliterations at all costs.
The first time anyone has ever called me curvaceous.
Well, it won't be the last.
In front of me, at least.
There you go.
Yeah.
So man. Let me give you a little background, Jazz, of why how I know Stella.
Please do.
So I first met Stella at an acting class that we both took at Red Orchid Theater.
The Red Orchid Theater. I know it's a Red Orchid Theater, but I like to call them the Red Orchid Theater.
It's a Red Orchid Theater.
I know.
You're just contrary just for just to be being contrary.
Totally. So yeah, so how was that?
Well,
you guys?
Well, remember, like, we met.
Was it scene study?
That's right.
Was it improv?
Someone introduced us, and then
David
David,
another actor on town.
Yeah, and I, for some reason, and this is weird and a little insulting to you, I'm sure, but I'm really good with faces. And for some reason, yours didn't stick in my brain. So when I met you again and you were like, no, Stella, we've met once or twice. I was like, no, I don't think we have. And then like at some point, you were like, no, but it was like, you remember in the Trader Joe's or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was you. And it's so, but, so yeah, but then we officially got to know each other. You just like, Johnny is actually just like a face without a face on it. I'm kidding.
Jesus.
I'm kidding. You have
That's
a face.
Fucking morbid. Oh, thank you.
I love it.
You're welcome.
Way well, okay. Step to the so plate, anyway. Stella. I'm liking you more and more.
So, Stella is a very talented actress.
Mm-hmm.
Actor, I should say. But she is also trying to break into the world of computer coding.
Yes.
Now, Jazz, you understand what coding is, correct?
I am not good with anything technological or numerical. I mean, I can barely even say the word technological, as I would clearly just illustrated. So you're going to have to explain it to me like I'm from Mars, because I am. I'm actually from Martian.
Maybe that's why we got hacked.
Oh, maybe. Could be. But tell us more about coding.
Yeah.
How would you explain it to a sixth grader? Because that's basically what I am.
Yeah. Okay. So just a little, just before I start, I should just say that I've only been taking this class for a week. So.
Nice.
Well, what are your
so
first general impressions?
Oh, it's a lot more fun than I expected it to be.
Okay. Sweet.
It's also really, really hard. The class I'm taking is like an online class that's like a copy of an MIT class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
big time.
It's really difficult, and most people don't actually make it through the class, apparently.
Right.
But I'm 1 week in. But basically coding is kind of like trying to figure out how to get a computer to do what you want it to do.
Oh, that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah,
in the world.
I know, because I'm actually not technologically savvy either.
Okay.
Like, I don't really know anything about computers at
all.
Okay,
but you're going to be able to tell those motherfuckers what to do now.
Well, hopefully, yeah, if I don't, you know, crap out, but.
No, you seem like you've got the spirit.
I'm trying to. Yeah, thanks, guys.
You're gonna tell those computers what the fuck to do.
Yeah. Well, so that's pretty much it.
Well, the thing of it is, it's also a huge growth industry.
Right.
There are not enough coders, certainly
that's
in America.
What people say, yeah. That was part of the reason that I thought I'd get into. I mean, it was actually another actor friend of mine who has, you know, 6 months, he took classes, and now he does it. And he makes his own schedule. Who is that? Why was that there?
That was a mistake. I was just trying to adjust the volume on my sound effects board.
I'm like going through.
Oh, another friend had success in his life. Not concerned about that.
That's right. That was totally just a miscue. Although I have to say, usually when I'm adjusting volumes on my soundboard, I don't have problems, unless maybe. It was the Russians?
It might have been.
Oh, my God.
They have their tentacles in us.
I think it's the Russians.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, let me ask you this. So the rationale to wanting to learn code is it sounds like, for you, is twofold. One, to be able to devote more time to pursuing acting as a career.
Yeah.
Correct? Because you can build your own schedule.
Right.
But also it's because... And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's also a skill that you feel is going to create more opportunities for you in general.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have any, like, real-life skills, which is like, a hard thing to realize when you're, like, 28 years old, almost 29. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I was saying earlier, like I don't know how to cook, you know, like, but yeah. So I'm like, shoot, I should learn how to do this. Like my friend learned, so I don't see why I couldn't, mm-hmm. you know.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a trade.
Yeah, and I like puzzles. Ooh, so nice. it's kind of like solving a difficult puzzle.
Right on.
So yeah, I'm just getting into it. See if it's something I could do for a while and. Mm-hmm. Maybe make money at it. I don't know.
Good and luck. So for the people out there that maybe are not as familiar with the end product of coding, can you talk briefly about
that? I'm
at
the beginning, Johnny. I don't know.
Well, we're talking about basically computer programs that control functions that could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Any kind of machinery or getting into website design, things like that.
Yeah, it could be web design, you know, like figuring out statistics.
Sure.
All sorts of stuff, I guess.
You're going to be making apps and stuff like that, probably.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're going to be an app maker.
An app maker.
There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're gonna be They're all impressed.
The shit out of shit.
Well,
Jez, my day job is the industry that I work in is digital marketing. So
really?
It's not far off from what Stella is working on right now.
Okay.
However, I do not do a lot of code. I am familiar with some basic mm-hmm. HTML and CSS, which are different languages of code.
But you can talk to the robots, Johnny. That's a huge leg up in this society.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Huge.
I will survive the robot apocalypse.
Yeah, you will.
But I can't do my job without website coders and designers building an infrastructure that I can then use to optimize for organic search,
okay.
So search engine optimization, things
sure,
like that.
Sure, optimizing. I'm an optimist.
Yeah.
Big time.
It's a little different from what I'm talking about.
But okay. I think it's the same root word, so
yeah.
I'm in the ballpark at least.
I'm with you.
Sure.
I mean.
Absolutely, buddy.
Right?
Yeah. So it's important for me, and I'm realizing as I get older, that I need to continue to develop those skills because those roles are morphing, and a lot of them are asking. A lot of people are asked for transferable skills across industries. So, if you are a person who does digital marketing but also writes code, that makes you doubly
a little ahead of the game there.
Yes, because basically, instead of having to go, instead of being the middleman,
mm-hmm.
going to like a website design firm that your company builds your website for, you would go to the marketer herself. And be able to accomplish
nice.
Those tasks.
Yeah,
nice
appreciate that.
Nice job, that. Johnny. Wow, you almost snuck it in there. It was almost like a instinctual thing, but you
almost
forced it a little
the
bit.
Pause,
I'm working on it,
but and
it,
then the
you
adjustment.
Really, you finessed it. You really kind of you just finessed it in there, man. It was sweet. It was sweet.
The
I'm
real
impressed.
Challenge for me is going to be the themself.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough.
Stuff,
but it's interesting, Johnny. I think, again, you, much like Stella, already have, you know, a nice edge because, you know, look, you said there's the, like a two-prong thing with the digital. Thanks for pronging it.
We need some prongs.
Yeah, prong it up. So you've got the digital marketing, a little bit of the code, and you're a singer. So you're a fucking triple threat, bro.
It's true.
You are. You're
singing while I code.
La, la, la,
singing
la, la, la.
While I code.
0101.
That's called binary.
Binary?
Yeah,
binary.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm very tolerant of all types.
Well, let me ask you this then, Stella.
Yeah, what's up?
Best case scenario. What happens if you were to finish this program?
Okay. So I think there's another class after this, and then there's some other classes that I would probably take. And then, I don't know. I think my friend, someone in his class just offered him a job.
Yeah.
So
wow.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like,
nice.
I will say, I think being a female in this industry, mm-hmm. you call it, in this realm,
uh-huh.
Actually probably does give me a leg up.
Is that right?
I think so, because they're looking for more female coders.
And diversity, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Jewish.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't
Whatever
think they care
takes.
About that, yeah.
Whatever
I think we all care about that.
There's
yeah.
probably plenty of Jew coders, though.
I don't know if the Russians do, though.
Could be. I don't know.
But okay. yeah. So anyway, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Well, that's great. Well,
just
kind of
going
you,
into a blind.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks,
yeah,
Daddy.
We do absolutely.
But there's also Jazz. Yes. There's other stuff that Stella has got her hands in as well.
I know. Mm-hmm. Can we take a brief aside and can you just give us a little insight into the part you'll be playing in the night season at Straw Dog Theater in the spring?
Yeah.
What is your role in it, literally?
Okay. So it's a family. It's not a family show. It's a family show. It's a play about this Irish family.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Right. Get it.
Oh. What?
Not interested.
What's the problem here?
I'm just teasing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I'm the youngest sister.
Okay.
And, I mean, I don't give away too much, but
no,
like,
spoilers.
Yeah. I basically, his family, their mother has left.
Spoiler alert!
Sorry. Yeah. Now nobody has to go see it.
Right.
Oh, another mother leaving play.
Yeah, one of them.
Jeepers creepers.
But I don't know, this
Okay. You can say that yeah. twice and mean it.
This English actor comes to shoot a movie in Sligo where they are, and one of the sisters maybe develops some feelings for him.
Oh.
I don't know. And Steph and Sue's. Yeah, I don't want to give away too much.
Steph and Sue's.
I love yeah. Steph.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we
there,
love the most around here.
There is Steph
awesome.
In this play.
Nice.
It's actually, like, I read this play and I was just like, this is a really fucking good play.
All right.
And I'm like, I think, I mean, I don't know. I'm not like a genius period, I guess. but I'm like, I think it's really, really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
That's my review.
That's all you needed to say.
Yeah, so I was pretty thrilled to get a part in it.
The show is directed by whom?
By Ellie Green.
Ooh, nice.
She's a Brit herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She has a lot of buzz around her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say her name again.
Now. Ellie Green.
See? You
she's
can't say
awesome.
Her name without everyone yeah. lighting up.
Yeah, she's brilliant and she's super sweet, very loyal. Once we became friends, she called me in for shows she was directing that she thought I might be right for.
Nice.
That's nice. Didn't get into the first one. We got into the second one.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. That's as good as you can expect to do. Everybody's full of shit around here anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to collaborate and be your friend and build a business and all this bullshit. And where are they now?
They're phonies.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait. You're 28?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait 15 years, sister. You can talk to me.
I think Jazz needs another Chaka Khan.
Yeah, that was super depressing.
But he's also not incorrect either.
Johnny. God
no,
damn.
I mean, look, I think it's a big-hearted town, and I think people embrace that spirit, and then that big-heartedness turns into big-mouthedness, and then people talk a lot about what they want to do and what they can do and how they want to help you and, you know. And then, you know, we all have our limitations.
Well,
I'd like to help more people. I'll say that for sure. If I had the means, boy, I'd be hiring motherfuckers all the time.
I feel like in that regard, you know, I think a lot of it stems from just a bandwidth issue, right?
Oh, yeah, big
like,
time.
You have all
no, and
the...
I'm guilty of it. I've been a big mouth with plenty of people. Trust me.
Because you it's right. Great projects start with great ideas. But however, you run up against the challenge, which is resources, both human and otherwise.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, like, you can only do so much
yep.
based upon what you have around you, what kind of budget that would entail.
Yeah.
And all, and of course, also the fact that there are just fewer and fewer places where you can actually produce at a level that you are, with the level of ambition that you're at.
Sure,
right?
Sure. That's
so,
true.
It's yeah, and also when you get fucking older,
yeah,
it's just harder to do anything.
It's true.
Let alone produce theater.
I hate to admit it, but it is true. The other thing, since you called me on the Chaka Khan,
what's that dog doing?
Rog mutton.
Chaka Khan.
I blame it on the Russians.
Okay.
Since you called me out on the Chaka Khan,
Chaka Khan.
I will say this: that being with a storefront theater company for so many years was some of the most inspirational stuff that I could do. But because of the bandwidth issue, mm-hmm. I had ideas and inspiration, you know, in excess and a dearth of time, right?
Like, what do you guys mean a bandwidth issue? I didn't understand.
Well, just being able to do a full-time job, rehearse a show 20 to 30 hours a week.
So not having the resources.
Yeah, and then, or just in the time and energy.
Yeah, those are resources.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, just those things alone,
right.
You know, it makes it almost impossible to juggle all of those things. But, yeah. You know, I've since gone emeritus from my theater company because I was like, whoa, y'all, I want to do all this stuff that you guys have inspired me to do. I need some time to figure out how to do it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's one of the things that, like you said, is really good, is that there are places to do things at that level once you've, you know, made yeah. the networks. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So,
yeah, it's a real challenge to, I was just talking about this with my therapist actually today.
Mm-hmm.
The real challenge is to maintain a level of enthusiasm that continues to drive forward. I haven't felt, for quite a while, that level of enthusiasm that I remember having several years ago that
sure.
made me make it a priority.
Right. Oh. Right? Makes it worthwhile.
It's really funny.
Really legitimized his like existence.
What?
There.
What did I do?
I'm used to
it. I didn't do anything.
Guys.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do anything. I swear to God, that is the Russians.
Russians fart too.
Yeah. Just saying. This
Ew,
might be
that
some,
one was so might, gross.
It was a flapper.
This might be somebody's opinion of what's going on here. I don't know. I can only control so much, you guys.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, Johnny, you were saying.
Well, you know, it's just like anything else. I think for me, the way I am choosing to solve my particular issue is to just take a clean break for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I feel like by doing other things that I'm more interested in the moment, I will get a better idea of how important it is to me and where it falls in terms of priority in my life and what I want to do moving forward.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
keep that in mind. And in
right.
a few years, you could be doing
down.
A podcast.
Yeah.
With, you know,
I could be you guys.
Goofy sound effects.
Hopefully way better than us.
God, I
maybe.
Hope so.
I mean, it's something to shoot for.
It's yeah. a low bar.
It's a goal.
Low bar.
What do you mean low bar, man? We are constantly amping it up. We were like raising the roof in this mug. Oh! Old guys podcasting! Everywhere you look.
I will say, you guys, like, Johnny, I forget how old you are, but
I'm 38.
You're 38?
I'm 44.
You both look younger than you are.
Hey, thanks for saying so.
Yeah. And that nobody can know because it's just it's just a podcast.
So, there's no other possible way to find us on
that.
The internet.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. That's fucking funny.
That is funny.
So what are the dates of the show?
Oh.
And all the pedigree information.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I don't know. I know it starts, I think it starts in May.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Ends in June.
Okay. There you go.
That's all you need to know,
One
guys.
Place you can go for information. Because I've done 47 fucking plays at Straw Dog.
That's right. You and me both.
Is strawdog.org.
That's right.
Nice.
Season 29, Lives in Exile. They're doing Cymbeline right now, directed by Robert Kozlarik.
And it just cool. was Jeff recommended.
Wow.
That's right. Those guys are doing good
Jeff says
stuff.
Yes.
And then Night Season will run May 11th through June 24th.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Once again.
At the Factory Theater, which is located on Howard Street, mm-hmm. about 30 feet from the Red Line.
That's right.
Pretty handy.
Yeah.
They're impressed.
Very.
They're like, woo,
it doesn't
convenient.
Take much. It doesn't take much for them to get
directed
impressed.
By Ellie Green.
Yeah.
Ellie Green, you say?
Oh, God.
Is she London or is she like?
She's our. She has a like standard British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, Jazz, I think it may be time for a game, yeah?
I believe, you know, you're calling the shots right okay. now, Johnny Mo. It's you or the Russians. I don't know who.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just check the old internet.
Okay.
That I got on my old iPad here.
All right.
So, yes, we have a game, and we're going to play... Which is worse?
Yes, which is worse? The game of things to compare and contrast where your mouth and your brain have to move real fast.
Okay.
Oh, that was good. I like that.
Okay, see, I told you we like to rhyme around
yeah.
here. I was bullshitting.
No, you got some skills.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Stella, so here's how it works.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to let you say that,
Jess. I can do that. That's what I usually do, but look, I'm up for anything now.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, but here is how it works. You will hear a series of 12 sets of two different things. You must instantly assess which you think is worse and name it. At the end of this down and dirty dozen, we will review your answers and tally the points, and that's how you play. Everyone say it with me. Which is worse?
There you go.
Wait, what do you mean points? Is one of the answers wrong?
Well, we will decide. Oh. Based,
it's a very subjective
game. Based on the answer sheet provided to us by our home office in Oskaloosa, Iowa, which of your answers is correct?
Okay.
Jess?
Uh-huh?
This is not the... These are not the questions I was expecting to get. These look...
Okay, pause for a moment. All right, which are you looking at?
Oh, that's part of the gag. I was doing the Russian thing.
Oh.
Is that okay?
What happened, Johnny?
Is that a good gag?
Wait, what gag?
No.
Oh.
Why are you... What?
I'm looking... I guess we're going to move forward because I can't find the original...
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I think you gotta go with what we got.
Okay. All right, well, here we go. All right, Stella.
These are awesome.
Okay. We're gonna put 60 seconds on the clock.
We'll put a union minute on the clock.
Union minute.
Uh-huh.
It's 15 hours.
Ahem.
All right.
And
so
the time will begin after Johnny Moe gives you the first series.
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay.
So again, so just pick which you
pick
think is
which
worse,
is
and
worse.
We'll discuss and debate afterwards. But just go with your gut impulse.
Okay.
This is spontaneity.
All right.
Here we go. Trump Tower, Chicago, or Trump Tower, New York?
Chicago.
Crystal chandeliers or gold-plated sconces?
Sconces.
The Art of the Deal or Time to Get Tough?
Deal.
Eric Trump or Donald Jr.?
Oh. Jr.
Trump hotels or Trump casinos?
Hotels.
Trump steaks or the Trump raceway?
Steaks.
Draining the swamp, locking her up?
Locking her up.
The Apprentice or Miss Universe?
Ooh, Miss Universe.
My commitment to the American worker, my commitment to improving infrastructure?
American worker.
Making America safe again or making America great again?
Making America great again.
Okay. Political correctness or fake news reporting lies about me?
Political correctness.
Being hired by me or being fired by me?
Oh, that's good. Hired.
And
right.
That's it.
She did it. She got through them all in the union minute.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Wow, that was, another thing that happened.
Yeah. Did you say hired or fired? I missed that one.
I said hired.
Okay. I like it. Interesting. All right. Well, now we're going to have to see.
Go through the list here.
Okay.
So, Stella, we said Trump Tower, Chicago, or Trump Tower, New York. You said New York.
No, I said Chicago.
Oh, you said Chicago.
Yeah.
She did say Chicago.
Okay.
And that is correct. Trump, Chicago.
It's correct. Okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely gaudier, and as the, it's one of those sequels that is nowhere near as good as the original.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I mean, the reason I answered that was just because, like, I'm more familiar with the one in Chicago.
Sure.
So to me personally, it's worse because it's like closer and
it's like,
I have to deal with.
Not that it's a bad thing to anyone listening.
No, I mean it's a beautiful building, but it's like
the building's all right, but he doesn't fucking own it.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Got his name on it.
His name is on it. It's just pasted some stupid letters on it.
Yeah, it's really ugly. Ugh. It's like he. Because it's in our hometown, guys, I feel like he built it in my soul.
Just crapped in the city.
Yeah.
Oh. Left.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Yep, that was it.
There you go. All right, so you said crystal chandeliers or gold-plated sconces. You said gold-plated sconces.
Yeah.
That is
that
correct.
Makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, what makes you think that, though?
Because I think there's not really anything wrong with crystal chandeliers.
Okay.
I think those are nice.
Sure.
Okay.
The gold, all the fucking gold, though, you know, that's the gaudy shit.
Yeah.
If you have a tasteful crystal chandelier, that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's crystal. It's something a little more common. Gold is, right. is even more ostentatious.
Yeah.
Fuck ostentation.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one you said, Art of the Deal or Time to Get Tough, you said...
Art of the Deal.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Time to Get Tough being another Donald Trump book.
Yeah. That's right.
That no one's heard of.
I didn't even know, yeah, that he had written it, to be honest.
That's why it's not as bad.
It's funny because it's true. Oh, okay. It's so true.
Next, we got Eric Trump or Donald Jr.
See, are those both Trump's kids? I forget who Eric Trump is.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one that's going to be like the devil
Eric?
Himself, probably.
Well, you said Donald Jr.
I said Jr.
She said Jr.
And that is.
And for that, I'll give you correct, even though
I didn't know who Eric was.
In my opinion, Eric is worse because he's less interesting.
He's less interesting, more conniving.
I feel like that's better though. If he's less interesting, less damaging. You know what I mean?
Well, I would. When you're less interesting, you're less likely to be evil.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
Right, I agree with that.
Okay, then, okay.
Right. So he's not as bad.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. All right.
I'm an idiot.
Settled that. No, okay. No.
Yeah,
all right,
way to put it in a perspective for us.
Next up, Trump hotels or Trump casinos.
Yeah.
You said Trump hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this an arbitrary, like, am I actually getting these right, or are you just like, pat me on the back?
I have a comprehensive report from the home office in Oscaloosa, Iowa here.
It's usually a sliding scale,
It's
too.
Based off of those numbers, and yeah, these are all,
okay.
This is all right tonight.
Okay, good.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Casinos, at least you walk away with some money, potentially.
Yeah, well, and it's like something that he kind of got into organically. The other stuff, I think he kind of did it because the old man. You know what I mean? It's you know, that I feel like that's really where his heart is at. That's what he should be running. Congress.
The
Congress is going to have, you know, slot machines in it soon.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I just feel like there's more hotels and that's what's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like the casinos weren't very successful, so.
Right.
So who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got Trump Steaks or Trump Raceway.
So what did you say again?
I said steaks.
Ooh,
no!
I'm sorry. Trump Steaks is not worse than Trump Raceway because at least Trump Steaks came to fruition. Trump Raceway was this big, glorious thing that he planned and had tons and tons of flash and razzmatazz about, and then it never, ever happened.
Okay, so here is, if I knew that that was the situation with those two things,
well, obviously,
I would... But.
You would have given a different answer, yes.
No, I would not have, and this is why.
Oh, wow.
This is my rationale
for
my answer still being correct. Again, because the stakes actually happened, that means that they were slightly more successful, and therefore he has that to brag about. He can be like, oh, yeah, my stakes were so awesome. They existed and all that.
Okay. You're right. They existed.
They did exist, yeah.
That was my Trump impression.
I'm with your logic. I'm just telling you that's not what was in the
fine.
All right, next up we got draining the swamp or locking her up. You said locking her up.
Yeah, that's cool. Way worse.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Considering that he hasn't drained the swamp, in fact, he has driven a truck full of toxic waste and dumped it on top of the swamp.
And alligators.
Yeah, totally. It's so true. Yeah.
Next up we got The Apprentice. Or Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. You said Miss Universe. I think we can all agree that that's the case.
Absolutely.
Bad. For obvious reasons.
For an annual production, it is so poorly run.
Yeah, man.
Such a goddamn shit show.
Yeah. God, what are they doing over there?
And then you hear about all those stories about how they have to prepare themselves to be on TV with all the butt tape and all that stuff.
Oh, God.
Do they tape their butt up? Is that what it is?
It's like up and like together. Like their
like
together.
Otherwise the butt cheeks would be spread apart.
Oh God!
You mean?
I'm not a.
I mean,
isn't that you're not an expert on pageantry.
Pageantry.
I was going to say, maybe in the world of pageantry, it's different. But like in the real world, you want the butt to do that, don't you?
I would think so. I do. Personally, I do.
I don't know.
I can't speak for anybody else.
I can't speak for the president. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got my commitment
to Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Oh, whoa.
Was that the Russians again?
It must be.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay.
Fucking Russians.
My commitment to the American worker, or my commitment to improving infrastructure. You said American worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll buy it. Tell us why you think it is.
Well, because it's the more bogus of the two, yeah. I'd say.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More
at least infrastructure
rhetoric.
is that's a concrete.
Good one.
I was and here. I'll double down on it. Concrete construct.
Nice.
There you go. Making America safe again, or making America great again? You said safe again.
I said great.
Great. Yep. You said
that is
great
correct.
Call there.
I believe the safe again came out during the Republican convention. I think that was the first time that I saw that phrase mentioned.
Right. That's when he wanted to try to become the law and order president.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was just a lot, like 3 days of yelling.
Yep.
Screaming, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the next 4 years.
Just a lot of screaming.
Yeah. Next up, we got political correctness or fake news reporting lies about me.
Yeah, I might not have answered this one right.
Then your answer was?
I said political correctness. Oh.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Why do you think it was? Why did you think it was? Wouldn't be correct.
All right, say them again. The two
political correctness or fake news reporting lies about me.
So this is both from his perspective, or this stuff he says.
I can't speak to the rationale behind.
Yeah,
it.
We don't really know where this came from. Presumably Russia, but with love, hopefully. But we don't know, so we're just running it out there.
Well, then neither do I.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. Yeah.
Was that the last one?
No, we got one more.
There you go.
So she just wants
this is
it
the
to
best
be
one. To me, this is the best one. Being hired by me or being fired by me?
And oh yeah.
You said
hired.
Yeah.
You would work for that guy.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
Yeah,
no. Could you imagine what a tenuous lifestyle that would have
God.
To be?
Yeah.
Fucking
yeesh.
Suicide immediately.
Like, I'm gonna give you $1 million for the rest of your life every year. And then, like, the next day, like, after you bought your Learjet, he'd be like, you're fired.
Yeah. You're fired.
I don't
like
you anymore.
Without paying anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, with the bulk of the answers correct, Stella Martin, that means that you are the champion!
Hooray!
Of the Name Show Showstop tonight!
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen,
take that to your fellow coding class students and brag about it.
Oh. That's right.
Well, it's online, so I'll go to the Facebook group.
There you go.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Like us on Facebook.
All right, Jazz.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Should we take a short break?
Sure.
Or should we just muscle on through?
No, I think this is the end of the show.
Oh.
I have one more game.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to play another game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Game.
Let's play another game.
Awesome. I told you last week, this is another edition of Johnny Mo Teaches You About Stuff.
Hey!
Yay!
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 Yeah, it's festive.
Tell us about the game, Jazz.
Well, Johnny Mo went to the great pains of learning something, and now he's going to save us having to do the same arduous task by teaching it to us. Right now! I don't know what you studied up on, so I didn't have any more specifics than that, Johnny Mo, but I am always fascinated to find out what you've got to share.
Well, it looks like, again, the thing I created has been switched out.
What?
Oh, no.
Strange.
Okay. So, this is how it works. Stella, you will hear a series of sentences that is missing a word or phrase. You must guess what the missing word or phrase is. At the end, we'll review your answers and tally the points. And that's how you play
Johnny Mo Teaches You About Stuff!
All right.
All right.
Good Good times, good times.
Okay, so here we go.
Yep.
Okay, and you're gonna have to give me like a thumbs up or thumbs down if it's right or wrong, because
okay.
I don't know.
Got it.
I don't have your key there.
Got it. All right. Trump's first book, blank, becomes a bestseller, one of the best business books ever published.
The Art of the Deal.
Correct.
Yes, correct. Way to use the context clues.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. In 1996, Trump buys out and becomes executive producer of the blank pageant, the biggest talent contest for women in the world.
Miss Universe.
Yeah. Wow. Once again.
For someone who doesn't like Donald Trump, she's pretty much an expert.
Yeah. We should have probably done this game before the other game, actually. Yeah.
We might be utilizing some of the stuff I learned from her.
That's smart, though. That's smart.
Yep, yep, yep.
You probably don't pay your taxes like the president, yeah. Huh?
Oh. Because
you're smart.
No comment.
In 1990, Donald Trump creates one of the best quality buildings in Manhattan, the jewel of the New York City skyline, where the Trump Organization makes its world-dominating deals.
Trump Tower.
Yeah! Right. How did you guess?
And last one. Donald Trump revamps the New Jersey shoreline with a hugely successful hotel and casino.
Is that, that's where the blank
that's
is?
That's where the blank is.
Oh, the Trump Casino. I don't know.
Like, we'll give it to
pretty
him.
Close.
All right.
The Trump Taj Mahal.
Oh, the Taj Mahal.
That's right. It
that's
was
right.
the Taj
that's
Mahal.
Right.
Whatever.
What a mess. Shit.
Yeah, that's garbage. Yeah.
And the final one. Donald Trump creates a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for others to learn from his knowledge by premiering his show, blank, which goes on to become one of the best shows in television history.
The Old Apprentice.
Yeah!
All right, that's... Jazz, we could tally up the points.
Hold on a second. Once again, math is not my strong suit, so carry the six multiplied by the... She wins!
Yay!
Wow! Perfect score, ladies and gentlemen! We've never seen anything like it!
But she dominated.
I will say I'm glad that we played that game after the first one.
Yeah,
that
right?
That is true. That is true.
Helped a little bit in the recall.
Just a little bit. But hey, that's okay because the fact is, Russian interference or not, we're all winners here on the game show and stuff.
It's true. It's true. Well, guess Jazz, I guess that's the end of the show.
I think that's about it. So, Stella, thank you for joining
sure,
us. Good luck
for
with coding.
Me.
We look forward to seeing you in night season at Straw Dog in May.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, come back sometime and play some more games and just dominate the competition. Maybe we'll have to get her here with another guest so that we can actually
compete.
Yeah, have a battle of wits.
Well, we could do like a Tournament of Champions type situation.
Right? I like that.
That'd be fun.
Let's do it.
All right, Jazz.
Well, Johnny Moe, it's been a pleasure, as
Absolutely.
Always.
Thanks for your
all
help.
The weirdness and stuff aside, it's still been a blast, as always.
Your personality aside.
Yeah, well, you know.
I didn't mean that.
If I had a nickel.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I meant like the... I meant the Russians.
Oh, that stuff.
But don't tell anybody that.
Yeah, let's.
Anyway, so Johnny Moe, I guess
Jazz.
I'll see you next Tuesday. Yeah.
All right, Ramblers, let's get rambling.
Hey, it's over. Show's over. Let me get my shoes. What the f*** happened to my shoes?
Ugly children.